Welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Emilio Danilo, who was at Craven Cottage today. This is our initial reaction to the 3-0 Fulham loss against Bournemouth. This was another very bad loss for Fulham, and we're just going to share our initial reactions to it. Emilio, you just came from the match. Let it rip.
Well, where do I start, really? To be honest, it's dismal. We look aside, obviously, devoid of confidence. We just looked depleted. We just looked hungerless. We just had no energy, no fight, no spirit, no passion, no nothing. You know, we gave Bournemouth far too much respect, and we just sat back. We didn't press enough, and we made Bournemouth look very, very good. And let's be very clear. Bournemouth are an established Premier League team now. You know, same we said with Crystal Palace at the beginning of the season. We lost 2-0. This felt a bit like the Palace game. Playing against an organised team, very disciplined.
That's a good comparison.
Good passing, established Premier League team, and we came up short. But today, just, you know, the guys around me saying we could have played for hours and hours and hours, and we wouldn't have scored a goal today.
I totally agree with that. Totally agree. My first thought. I'm glad that you talked about the pressing, because I did a show, View of the Opposition, and I asked my guest, how does Fulham beat Bournemouth? And the first thing he said, press us. Make us make mistakes. And whatever reason, Emilio, the philosophy in this match, I think, was to be more defensive. I think Savisa has heard all of the criticism of all the goals given up, and I think he might have gone a little bit too far the other side instead of trying to find the balance. This wasn't the balance to me. This was more so concerned about what they did. He wasn't enough concerned about what Fulham could do. And I think we suffered from it. We had no flow, my friend. This was worrying way too much about Bournemouth and not enough about how we play.
Yeah, that's very, very, very true. I don't disagree with any of that. Even a starting formation, you know, was it 4-2? Did we start 3-5-2? It just felt that we were just hoping. It was like putting 11 players on the pitch and hoping for the best. You know, there's just too much. There's something not quite right in the dressing room. There's obviously Tim Ream's statement the other day. That bothers me significantly. That worries me significantly. There's probably players out there on the pitch in the dressing room are probably not playing for the club or for the coach. You know, there's definitely some of that going on. Yes, Shaikh Khan's back the coach, but you can't keep going out there and getting hammered 3-0 against a mid-table Premier League team. No disrespect to Bournemouth. They're an established Premier League team. They play good football. They passed the ball well today. They outplayed us and even outpossessed us as well. That's a miracle.
That, you know, I couldn't believe that, Emilio. You know, when I looked at halftime, I was shocked by that stat.
Not good. We just didn't have any movement, no flow. And you know, as much as I like Kamara, he's hard working. He tries to stretch defence. But it was obviously quite clear that wasn't working. And my biggest gripe is you had Savisa the chance to change it at halftime. Take Kevin McDonald off, who was like a headless chicken, and there was a lot of headless chickens out there today. Yeah. Take Kevin McDonald off, put Tom Kenny on immediately. Nope, he persevered. We did look a little bit better, sort of pushing forward. Mensah made a good run. Sessegnon was getting forward. And then Kenny comes on, and what the hell are you doing? Putting Kevin McDonald in central defence? What an absolute clown. Sorry, I'm baffled. Yeah. That was a turning point for me. 1-0 down, Kenny coming on, leading the team on the pitch. You've still got a chance to get something out of this game. But no, you put probably our worst player on the pitch, Kevin McDonald, into central defence, and it was all downhill after that. You know, where's Vieta? Where's the Vieta? Put Vieta on. Put somebody who's quick, got good technical expertise. No, you play a passive, sideways passing game with average to poor players being retained in this squad. And to be honest, that was for me was a turning point of the game. 1-0 down, you're still in the game, and you still keep your headless chicken of Kevin McDonald, who I love to bits, but out of this depth in this division, you put him in central defence. What the hell are you doing, mate?
It was very strange, again, how this whole thing went down, because you and I were messaging back and forth at halftime, and I believe you said take off McDonald, take off Kamara, and bring on, I can't remember who you said.
Yes,
bring on Kearney.
Vieto and Kearney.
Vieto and Kearney, right? And I think that would have been a positive move. I think that there would have been some positivities to that. And I think you could have worked out your formation from that point on. And I've seen him do this before, at halftime do it. But he waited until 60 minutes in. Now, I have a feeling maybe that was the plan all the time to bring Kenny on 60 minutes. I understand that. But like you said, to take LaMarchand off and keep McDonald on, and McDonald was having just not a great match. And then, of course, and then, of course, you know, I was thinking, why are you keeping Kamara on? So the decision making by Slavisa Jokanović, I agree with you, was poor today.
And it's been, I'm saying neutrally. I'm not in the slab in or slab out. I don't want to talk about that today. But you know, I will judge the team based on performances.
We've exactly, that's what we're doing here.
And we need to get another 35 points. You know, you'll be lucky if you get another point, let alone another 35 to stay in this division. So something has to change. Where, you know, defensive, you know, we've talked at length on show after show about the frailties of this squad. But looking at today's game against Bournemouth, a game you'd expect or need to be winning at the beginning of the season, you look at the fixtures and you say, okay, Bournemouth, Premier League established team, but you want to win. That needs to be one of your 8 or 9 home games that you win. So Crystal Palace needs to be 1 or 8 or 9 home wins of the season. Similarly with Watford. Those three teams that you'd expect to get points, you've only got 1 out of 9.
Right.
That's a worrying statistic for me. These home games are passing us by. We're not getting enough points on the board. And today's team, it just felt like, to me, it felt like, I'm not playing for you. I'm not playing for this team. I don't believe in your tactics. I don't believe in this formation. And, you know, I don't want to be playing for Fulham Football Club. That's what it felt to me. Just, I mean, something's not quite right. The body language.
I just don't think that they're playing together as a team. I don't think that, again, the parts aren't all working together the way that Slavisa wants them to play. They certainly did not play today, Emilio. And what was interesting, because again, I was hearing obviously commentary during the match, and the commentary was actually kind of spot on here. And I'll just mention this to you, because whenever Fulham had possession, and if you look at the possession in the second half, even with Kearney on, Bournemouth were not really troubled. They weren't troubled. No, we were moving the ball. We were looking dangerous, but they were not troubled. They were comfortable. And I think the result of that is they were waiting for a Fulham mistake. They got it, and they killed off the match, my friend.
Time and time again, our passing today was abysmal. I know Marchand didn't have the best game. His passing was woeful, to say the least. But to be honest, I didn't think he was our worst player on the pitch. There were worse performers on that pitch. And, you know, I don't think that was where we were being hurt. We were too passive in midfield, too slow.
Way too.
Especially first half, not protecting. You know, basically, Kevin McDonald just far too – it was like a headless chicken, someone kept telling me on the – behind me, and that's stuck in my mind now, and I just unfortunately can't get it out of my head now. But we just lacked drive, passion. As soon as Kearney came on and Seri were partnering him, then there's a bit more movement, a bit more belief there, a bit more understanding of the players, and you saw a different Seri sort of, you know, waking up the right side of Ben, and suddenly a different player to the first hour
that's
of the
right.
game. And, you know, but putting McDonald into that central defence, sorry, that was suicidal. That wasn't a positive move, a positive substitution, when you're still trying to chase the game and win it. That's my gripe. And then it all went downhill.
And I'm actually right there with you, Emilio, because it seems like he was trying to be, again, try to play both worlds. I've been talking about balance, and I want him to find the balance for this team. But when you're trailing 1-0, you have to go for it. You need to be assertive. And I think he was trying to be both, and I think he got it wrong. I think he totally got it wrong. And, you know, if you look at the possession by Bournemouth compared to Fulham's, how attacking it was, how dangerous they were every time they got the ball. Going down Fulham's right side, their left side, very dangerous. Frazier, I was warned, was the player that if he played well, Bournemouth played well.
Yeah,
Emilio,
yeah.
He played very well.
And what's similar to this game, Very synergies with the Crystal Palace game at home. I remember saying after that game.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
It felt
like
it was an FA Cup tie, Championship team playing an established Premier League team. And today it felt exactly the same. It felt like we're a Championship team playing against an established and very organised Premier League team. And let's give Eddie Howe a lot of credit here. There were times 6 or 7 people in their defence just trying to protect their lead. You know, they gave us no space. But we didn't have enough quality to engineer something, you know, whilst they had 7 soldiers literally all lining up in defense.
Emilio,
that's
a disciplined team. That's a very disciplined team that can defend, and then they attack on the counter with numbers. And that was the thing that I was, again, warned about, that, and I watched it on all these highlights, is that the minute they got the ball, they were going forward, and it wasn't just 1, it would be 3 and 4. And that's what we saw here.
Exactly. And then we could – And you could, this is, you know, over several seasons, Eddie Howe in the Premier League, he's invested, he's established himself in this division. Yeah. They've played a certain system, and, you know, it's working. So when you've got players playing for each other and playing to their strengths, a bit like Roy Hodgson did with us 10 years ago, you know, he's got the best out of average players. And, you know, I still think this squad of players on paper is a good squad. Now, why we're not winning and why we're conceding 3 goals every game on average, there's something not quite right there. You know, I totally agree. We're not a bad squad, but have we got the right person in charge leading the team week in, week out, who's getting the best out of these players? And maybe that's what we need to start looking at, because we can't keep losing by 3 goals every home game and away game and expect to stay in this division. So something has to change. And if it doesn't happen soon, then the dream of staying in the Premier League may be short-lived.
Well, again, I'm not going to say this because people keep asking me, Russ, say we're in a relegation battle. I will say that if we are in the relegation zone on Boxing Day, if that's where we are, then Emilio, we are legitimately there. That's where we were in 2013. I understand that. But there's an opportunity, and I'm glad that you said this, because I think there's a talent to turn it around. Something's not right. If there are fans that want to point at the manager saying that the manager's not getting it right, I certainly understand it. He needs to figure this out. I don't want to get rid of Savicio Kanovic. I'm in that camp. But I will criticize him when he manages this way. I think it's fair to. You've already done it. I'm doing it. But I think that he needs to figure out exactly what's wrong, because it's not functioning correctly. It started to function better when he brought Kearney on. So you have to ask yourself, what worked well once he had Kearney on compared to what happened prior? Because it didn't work. We've seen them play free-flowing football already in the Premier League. That was not what we saw in the first half, Emilio. For some reason, they came out very passive. And I think that was a reaction to all the negativity about the goals.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking again.
I mean, we're home.
This is it. This division doesn't take any prisoners. You know, Mensah made a naive mistake. Penalty 1-0. You know, in the second and third goals again. You know, there's bad passing, bad misplaced passes. You know, you can't afford to keep giving the ball away cheaply in this division. The Championship, you get away with it. This level, absolutely not. And you know, we're being found out. This is an experiment that's failing miserably.
Right,
so
now,
something has to change. Change your formation, change your strategy, do play a little bit different. But if Slavisa only has one way of playing, and we've only seen one style of playing in the last 2 or 3 seasons, that's not going to keep you in this division. That's the bottom line.
Right, but he has to be able to.
Something has to change.
Yeah, something has to change. But Emilio, I think going to a change to what he put out against Bournemouth is not the right way. Because I think that was more of a reaction. I know 4-4-2 can be quite effective and be very, you know, offensive minded. But in this case, against this team, I thought it was the wrong formation because it takes away our creativity in the middle.
Yeah, I just thought we didn't have enough quality. Sherlock was the bright spark in the first half, looking lively. He had a nice shot on goal and it went straight to the keeper. Either side of the keeper, that would have gone in the back of the net. But he was a bright spark in that first half. You know, the keeper Rico made a good save second half. You know, to keep the game at 1-0. You know, let's not forget that. You know, Kearney coming on was another bright moment. You know, his first touch was a beautiful ball out to Mensah on wide. But other than that, you know, I'm not sure what other positives there are there. To be honest, I'm struggling to think. You know, I'm not going to even be. Don't ask me who the man of the match is, because I don't think there is one for me. You know, but
I will say
Kamara, give him his due. I think I didn't think he should have played today. He should have been taken off half time. But in his defence, he did try second half. He ran at the defence. He tried to stretch him with his limitations. He tried his best. You know, whilst the team is devoid of confidence, but overall.
But Emilio, right now he's not a Premier League player. I think we're seeing that. And he's not a Premier League player. And before we go, my friend, because I do want to wrap this up soon, and I want to get your final thoughts before we go. I just want to talk about this because these are in my initial thoughts. The situation with Fosu Mensah, I want everyone to watch the replay on that. That was a penalty. I truly believe that if you see the replay, I think you're going to feel that way. And then in the reverse, it was a complete and utter dive by Abubakar Kamara. I mean, this was
disappointing.
This was blatant. Yeah. And I want to tell you, this was blatant. And I understand why he got a yellow. That's all I'm going to say. You watch it back. I know when you're there, you probably can't get a good view of it, but when you see the replay of it, this is a bad dive by Abubakar Kamara.
Yeah, but
so I just want to mention that.
Very disappointing. But overall, I just, you know, something has to change, you know. Otherwise, yes. You can't dig yourself out of trouble, continue to play that style of football. Something needs to change. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but perseverance isn't going to get you very far. You know, we're being battered and bruised week in, week out. And we're persevering with players who, frankly, are out of their depth. And maybe the coach is out of his depth. Maybe there's a question mark there starting to come out. But my view is, you've got Brighton over Albion a year and a half ago. They had an average team. They came into the Premier League, survived last season because they played to their strengths and to Chris Hughton's strengths. Organised, disciplined, and not getting battered 3 or 4 nil every week. And that was a successful recipe. But this recipe isn't working for us, and I'm frightened that we're going to get relegated. You know, relegated. Okay. We are in the bottom six teams who will be relegated. So I can't, unless we start to miraculously turn this around, change structure, change formation, change strategy. There's no way out of it. So we're in a relegation battle, I'm afraid, Ross. That's my view.
Okay. Well, I'm not going there yet, but please feel free to do that. Max did it last week. I don't have any issue with someone saying that. I will say this, Emilio. I'm glad that you brought up Brighton, and then we're going to wrap this up. Because what I keep holding on to, and I know there are people that think that I'm too much glass half full, is that I look at the match against Brighton. I look at the match against Burnley. And I say to myself, where's that team? Where is that team? Because that is the team that I'm thinking that we should be seeing against Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. You know, and that to me is what I'm searching for. Savisa needs to figure out what his best team is. Go back and watch the better moments of Fulham and adapt that to what's been going wrong, and then put your best team on the pitch each and every week.
I agree.
You know, because I understand all the negativity. I understand wanting to sack him. I get why people are talking about that right now. I don't want to sack him. I want him to figure this thing out, because there is – some moments in this season where you can say Fulham can be in the Premier League. He needs to find that team each and every week. The team that we saw today, you said this to me off air, championship team, a team that will get relegated. I will say that if they play like this, they will get relegated. I'm not afraid to say that. I just hope that this is not the Fulham team we see for the entire season. All right, my friend, let's do wrap this up. Give me your final thoughts and we'll end this full-time show.
Well, let's forget this. This will not live in the memory forever, unfortunately. So, dismal. I think we've discussed at length. I think let's just look forward to the Huddersfield game, and that could be the turning point in the season for one or many reasons. So, let's look forward to that, and then we can reflect on what happens after that. But we need to start getting points on the board. So, you know, stop defending the club, the coach, the players. Results and points keep you in this division.
I totally agree with you.
We've only got five. So we need to be worried. If anyone out there is not worried, then message me. We'll have an offline conversation.
Well, I'm worried. I'm just not panicked. I think there's a difference. I'm worried because, again, it is a results league. You have to get the results. You have to get the points. So I'm not going to say I'm not. You know, I'm just not panicked. I'm worried. I will be panicked on Boxing Day if this is the same team. Then I'll be panicked. So. That's just the way I roll. But let's wrap this up, my friend. For Emilio Donnell, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.